This. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so Danica Patrick and Aaron Rodgers have broken up after 2 years together. Let's get into the juice.
Oh, no.
Here's the story. It all started when she didn't show up to support him at the American Century Championship, whatever that is.
Is it a golf thing, probably?
Yeah, must be. So people started wondering. They were like, huh. Well, then they started looking. Danica Patrick unfollowed Aaron Rodgers on Instagram, and he is still following her. And then they noticed that she had deleted pictures with Aaron from her page. Ooh. I mean, I only do that when I'm pissed. Like, I've done that after a breakup, unfollow and deleted pictures. And to do that, I would think something didn't go too well. I mean, you have to be really pissed. I don't delete someone because they break up with me.
Right.
You delete someone because they did something not right.
I wonder if he took down
pictures.
Are you
with me?
Yeah, I wonder if, well, he still has pictures on his Instagram of him and her.
That's my point.
Yeah.
Is that she deleted them all. She's clearly the pissed one.
Right.
And he left everything up. Now, here's what else is interesting. People had said that Aaron Rodgers was going to propose. They said it's not if, it's when.
Yeah.
He's going to propose to Danica Patrick. However, she was helping him talk to his family again. His relationship with Jordan Rodgers was mending because of everything apparently she had done. So she had been a super positive force in his life, but something went wrong and they broke up, because the last time anybody knows they were together was, or the last post was April 11th. So they could have been broken up for a couple of months now, even.
His last post is June 3rd. Allie, Faith, and 253,000 others like this.
I did like it. Hell yeah.
It was his last post of him standing arm in arm with his teammates on the side for the social justice conversation. Black Lives Matter, which is still going on.
Yes.
What if Danica Patrick was trying to mend the family and knew that it was working, and she pushed a little too hard, in his opinion, and he felt that she was being too much, maybe overstepping too much for his comfort, and that's where the fight started? I wonder, because
she says, you led me on. What would she be mad about?
No, him being mad at her. And then her being like, I'm just trying to help you. It's your brother. It's your family. Why are you being a jerk about it? And him having his excuses.
Yeah, no, as a woman, I'm like, it's something shady. Something ain't right. I don't know. I don't know. We don't know why they broke up. We may never know. That's the problem.
Well, he won't have any distractions for the football season. We know that for well, right?
Maybe. Yeah, that's true.
Maybe.
That's true. All I know is Danica Patrick and Aaron Rodgers broke up, and she's unfollowed and deleted all his stuff, and he's kept her up.
Bye.
Bye.
Allie.
What?
What's something that people in Wisconsin do in the fall? It's like pretty popular.
Oh. In the fall, we go apple picking. What are you talking about? You talking about like haunted houses?
No, I'm not talking about haunted houses.
Talking about fall.
Like November. Think about deer. Think about men going out.
Oh, you're talking about hunting?
Yeah.
Hunting, yes, okay, fine.
I have never
November.
Yeah, I've never been hunting before. I had a friend call me over the weekend and asked me
Do you have any desire to go hunting?
I do.
I haven't either, and I have zero desire.
Well, I know. That's why I said I'm in uncharted waters.
No.
And I don't know. I can't ask you because that's not something you would do ever.
Dude, hell no. No.
But I know I'm in Wisconsin, which is like ripe for the hunting season.
It's a very big
hunting
culture here. Yes.
Yeah.
We have a huge hunting culture. Absolutely.
He said he's coming up in November, him and his brother, my friend Mike and his brother Ken, and they were like, do you want to go with us? And I was like, you know what? It's always been in my family. I've always been interested to go. I was like, sure. And they said, you should go to a firing range before you come, just so you know what it's like to fire a weapon.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Why would you send someone out with a gun who's never fired one to hunt? That makes no sense whatsoever.
I know.
And I'm sure it happens, but don't get me started.
Right. And if I'm going to do this, I want to be smart about it. I don't want to be stupid about it. So today, I'm going to a shooting range for the first time ever. Ever.
Oh, I've been to a shooting range.
Have you been to one before?
Enough. It was enough. But yes, I went.
Like,
I've been to the one in Waukesha. I can't even think of what it's called now. It was 6 years ago, probably. But like, I tried it.
I have no idea what to expect in going to this. Is it like going to a bowling alley where I can just rent a firearm and use it?
Well,
I don't know where
you're going, but when it was me, it was me and a group of girls.
Yeah.
And we went and we had an appointment. And you go in and they basically helped me. They showed me, they did a whole gun safety, like how to shoot the gun. And then you could go up and you get in your stall and they help you shoot at the target. But I did it. I mean, I probably shot it like three times. I don't know. But
that was enough. I was good.
I was like, okay, I tried it. Like, I have no interest in guns. Like, I'm good. Like, bye. Like, I have no interest in hunting. This just is not for me.
It's always.
Period. And I moved on with my life. But it is. Yeah, you're curious.
My grandfather and my uncle have always, they've always gone in the past. And I remember them like bringing home deer meat. And that was their thing back in the day. I'm going to, you know what? That's one of those things where you
somebody gave me a bunch of deer meat that they hunted last fall and I threw it away.
You did? Oh, who threw it away? You don't like deer meat?
I did. It grossed me out, man. Did? I was trying to be polite and I took it.
But you took a cow from a friend.
Well, yeah, I would take a cow and eat that any day. Yeah, a cow's fine, dude.
Right, that makes sense. But I'm going to Brookfield. It's a Wisconsin Firearms Training Center is what it looks like. It looks like a nice place. They seem to be very clean, which is the thing with me. If I'm going in a place that a lot of people are frequenting, especially during, you know, coronavirus and everything, I want to make sure
that they clean it. Can I ask you a deep question?
Ask it away. Go ahead.
Like really deep without freaking you out on the air? Like really deep?
Yeah, before you do that, 414-799-1037. You can call or text if you want to chime in. Go ahead.
And you can turn me off if I'm getting too real for you. But like, as someone who lost an uncle to suicide with gun violence, does that change the way it is for you to deal with guns or work with guns? Like, I'm not even kidding. This is a real question.
What do you mean? Does it change?
Like when your mom had said that's kind of like a trigger for her talking about guns because she lost her brother to gun violence or not violence. I don't know what suicide would be, but it's a gun, right?
It is.
So I am saying, like, does that ever have an effect on you? Because
really.
I don't think of those things because it hasn't affected someone close to me, see?
It doesn't affect me, really.
Like,
do you look
at a gun and get triggered about your uncle's death is my point.
I don't, no.
Okay.
I don't.
This is all I needed to know.
Right. But I know that out of all the firearm deaths that there are, 60% of them are suicides. Like, I know that as a fact, as working in suicide prevention with the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. So that's what they advocate for gun safety. It's not like, yay guns, and it's not no guns
at
all.
No, I know that they advocate for safety. I'm just saying, does it hit close to home when you get around stuff like that that you haven't been around? Like, if you were around cars all the time, a car accident, if somebody got hurt or died, might not trigger you, but you're not around guns all the time.
Right.
So that's why I asked. Does it affect the way you look at them because you lost an uncle, you know, that way?
To suicide with a firearm.
Yeah, so I just had to ask, and sorry if I got too deep.
No, you didn't.
Curious.
Thank you. I'm glad you asked that. That's a totally honestly reasonable question. And I may get there and be like, I don't know if this is for me. I don't know.
Oh, it may,
I've never done this before. I'm in totally uncharted waters.
Try it.
Totally uncharted waters. It's 103.7 KISS FM. MPS will now be going back to school virtually. Mm-hmm. Is the plan that we discussed. I think, what was it, last week? I forget. Time runs together. It's Friday today, I think. MPS had said that they surveyed a bunch of their students. They talked to students, they talked to parents, they talked to teachers about what they thought the best approach was, because the whole state of Wisconsin had basically dealt out all these things, and they said you can go 4 days a week and one day of virtual, you could do all virtual, you could do 2 days, you could do alternating weeks, pick what you want to do. And everybody went, huh? More confusion, huh?
We just want everyone
just
to be on
tell
the
us what
page.
To do. But
well, nobody at the top will. That's the problem. So they're stuck trying to figure it out.
So Milwaukee Public School Board has approved their recommendation to move forward with a three-phase reopening plan, which includes starting, first of all, with just remote learning. So they'll do phase one of just remote learning. They'll monitor the coronavirus situation, see how things are going, and then they'll go to a hybrid learning thing where it's two days in, a couple days in, here and there. They'll split it up as much as they need to. And then eventually phase three would be full face-to-face learning as schools, you know, kind of normal, if you will, with air quotes. Now, the one thing that I was thinking of, and you've brought this up too, Allie, is how many thousands of MPS students and families don't have internet access and are unable to learn remotely and virtually. So we found out today, I got an email from our friend that works with MPS. The MPS Foundation is actually doing a campaign called Connect Milwaukee, where they're trying to raise $1 million to provide internet access and tools for these kids in lower income families. And
it
a lot of times
their future. All 100%. Of these things, not just whether they have technology now, but yeah, what it's like for them their whole lives. So this is, I'm all about helping the kids that need it, because it's unfair that my kid, guess what? My 8-year-old got to bring his iPad home.
Yeah.
He got to keep it. He got to use it all summer. He's going to use it in the fall.
Yeah.
He's continuing to read and play educational games. What about the kids that don't have iPads? You know what I mean? Like, I understand how much more my kid has, and he's 3 zip codes away. That's messed up.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just getting a little passionate as a mom. I'm all about it, dude. Yes, we have to even out the playing field. And we're at a place where I get why MPS wants to go virtual right now. You're affecting teachers. You're affecting administrators.
All these things. Affecting parents, too. Everything.
You could lose people. Yeah. I mean, you got to be careful.
Yeah.
You know, so, but I'm all about this.
Cool campaign. MPSFDN, like MPSFoundation.org, is where you can go, and you can help out, donate to that if you can. I'm going to make a donation to it right now because I don't have kids, but I think that every kid should be able to have access to the internet to virtually learn. It'd be like saying,
how sad we have to ask people for their personal money when the school money should be, they should be getting what they need.
I know. I mean, that's it's a whole other argument. It's a whole other topic. Yeah. But MPS will be going back, and Kenosha schools also announced their reopening plan. They'll be going with the 4-day on, 1-day off plan. 4 days in person, 1 day
virtual. They're starting 4 days on in Kenosha. Okay.
In Kenosha, yeah. The 4+1 model is what they're calling it. So people are starting to get their plans out. Have they said anything about yours?
There's a meme out there, Riggs.
Which one?
They have not said anything about ours yet.
Okay.
There's a meme out there that says something like, kids going back doesn't work for me. Kids staying home doesn't work for me. Kids, so like none of these work for us, essentially, because we're freaked out if they go back.
Yep.
And we're freaked out if they stay home.
Yeah.
So like everyone's being screwed here. you know what I mean?
100%.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so Aaron Rodgers and Danica Patrick, it appears they have broken up because she has unfollowed him and taken down pictures of them on her Instagram.
Which speaks volumes when you unfollow someone or block someone on social media these days.
I totally don't. If I unfollow you and I had to go delete pictures, there was a couple reasons I've done it as myself. Was one, you're done.
Yeah.
That's a real I'm done.
Yeah.
Like it takes, when you're deleting pictures, you're done.
Yeah.
And two, that's the last straw. And two, I remember I didn't want, if I'm going to date somebody else, you don't want all that crap up on your timeline either.
Right.
You know what I mean? So like at some point you're going to move on. You got all these ex pictures up. They got to go.
Yeah.
That was my other theory as far as it went. I didn't want anyone to be uncomfortable that I'm dating in the future because I have 900 pictures of my ex up, you know? So I get that. What happened between them? We don't know. She had actually been helping, according to sources, mend his family relationship, him and Jordan Rodgers, getting better apparently behind the scenes. His family was talking again, but didn't seem to be enough, I guess. And friends had even said that it wasn't if, it was when he was going to propose, like that they were headed for forever.
Oh, wow.
So that's why this is even more shocking. Like, what happened? Because nothing from the two of them since April 11th. So she didn't go to a golf thing he did. That was kind of raised some eyebrows. And then now we see she unfollowed him and she deleted pictures.
I wonder if they were together during quarantine when everything like went under
lockdown.
Did they
lose it kind of during quarantine kind of thing?
If they weren't together, they were apart a lot. And they started bickering maybe because they weren't together. Who knows? Who knows?
Or 2 years, it ran its course. I mean, you remember, you spend the first year in love.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You spend the second year trying to build your life together.
Yeah.
And then maybe it explodes. I don't know. But there could have been, I mean, there could have been 900 reasons they broke up. Uh-huh. We don't know.
Well, now he can focus.
But we do know she's pissed, okay?
Yes.
Or done, whichever you want to say.
You know, one of the two. But he's focused on the Packers now, and we'll see how that goes. But there are no more Aaron Rodgers and Danica Patrick. It's 103.7 Kiss FM with Riggs and Allie. It's time for a game called It's Fake News Friday, Allie. I don't know why I thought this would be fun. There is a lot of ridiculous news out there sometimes that you'll see and you just roll your eyes at. But sometimes you see a story and you're like, wow, that really happened? And yes, it really did happen. So I have three cards here, Allie. Three of them, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to read you two stories from each card. One of them is fake. Tell me which one you think is fake, all right?
Okay, bring it.
So here's the first one. for Fake News Friday. Alabama couple applied to be the first couple to wed in space.
Okay.
Or Oregon man changes his name to Captain Awesome. Which one is the fake news story?
The fake one? The first one.
The Alabama couple applying to be the first couple to get married in space?
Yeah.
That is correct. That is the Ooh-wee. Fake news story. Good for you.
Yeah, because some dummy would change his name to whatever you said.
Captain Awesome.
What a dummy.
That's an awesome name. That's
He's probably not even awesome. That's what's so funny right? about
well,
it.
Well, he is now because that's his name, Allie.
Jeez.
You have to legally call him Captain Awesome. All right, second
Fine.
One for Fake News Friday. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Which one is fake? One-armed man applauds the kindness of strangers. That was a headline. Or man finally steps down after 15...
Dude.
Man finally steps down after spending 15 years on one leg. Which one is the fake news story?
Huh? It's got to be the second.
Man finally steps down after 15 years standing on one leg. Yes, that's fake. Yes, that is fake.
My God, these people are going to hell. They're making fun of people with disabilities. I want to whoop their asses.
Final one.
Who made this game?
Somebody on Amazon.
Of course.
I think it's a British game, too, because it took like a week to get to me. Final one for Fake News Friday.
What you got?
All right, which one's the fake news story? Dead woman told to mow her lawn. Or father removes children from will beyond the grave. Which one is the fake news story?
The fake one's got to be the second one.
Yeah, of course it is.
How could he change his will if he was already dead?
From beyond the grave?
That doesn't make any sense.
I don't know. But a dead woman was told to mow her lawn. She had passed away, and she was given an order at her house because her lawn was getting out of control.
Oh, they didn't know she died.
So they sent her this order, like, you have to mow your lawn because of city ordinance.
Well, I bet that city felt bad.
Right?
When they realized she was dead, I bet they rethought that one.
They absolutely did. Thank you for playing along with Fake News Friday. So you don't believe, make sure you double check things that you read on the internet. Don't just read the headline.
Yeah.
If something seems
read.
Yeah. Let this be a lesson, you know?
It won't be. They'll still keep sharing dumb stuff.
No, I tried to educate. I tried. 103.7 Kiss FM. Good luck getting that song out of your head today. Super Lonely on Kiss FM.
Yeah. La, 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 la.
MPS School Board has approved the recommendation to start the 2020 to 2021 school year with no students in class. There will be a phased reopening plan for MPS schools. Starting August 17th. So they're saying the first day for the early start will be August 17th. And then the traditional calendar will start their school year on September 1st. Phase one is...
Go ahead.
Phase one is full remote learning. And of course, they're going to monitor the situation with coronavirus. If the spread continues, if it goes up, if it goes down, what's going on?
It's been going up in Wisconsin. It's been going up everywhere. But...
Yeah.
I get why MPS of all places, you have the highest count, you know, Milwaukee County is one of the higher ones, but the only school I've seen going back full time was when, did Franklin announce that? And I was like, whoa, you guys are bold, man.
I don't know.
I thought I saw Franklin announce that, and then I was like, wow, okay. But that was the only one I saw that was like sending them back full time.
I know.
Maybe I'm wrong.
I know Kenosha, which is the state's third largest school district, released plans to reopen this fall. They're going to the 4+1 model, so 4 days in person, 1 day virtual. That's what they're doing in Kenosha.
Which will be interesting to see how that goes.
Yeah, that's in Kenosha.
That's a lot. Yeah.
Uh-huh. MPS doing three phases. First phase for MPS is full remote. Second phase will be a hybrid learning where it's 2 days in, 2 days off. However they're going to structure that, they'll cross that bridge when they get there. And then phase three would be full on face-to-face, let's get back to learning type things.
Right, which everybody wants. That's the thing. It's like, I look at, you know, my sister who's a principal and they're not going back. They're starting virtually. Yeah. And she's like, if anything happened to any of my teachers, I would just be a mess.
Yeah.
Like, you're putting that on the administration that, well, the kids are fine, but what about all the teachers? Or, you know, you don't want anything to go wrong.
Sure.
You want to get it dealt with. And as a parent, quite frankly, it freaks me out to send them back and it freaks me out to keep them home. So that's where we're at as far as parents go. Okay.
Well, pandemic aside, when you're doing virtual learning, there's thousands of, you know, families and students that don't have access to the virtual learning tools.
So many.
Internet
so
access, many. Tablets, computers, or anything like that. Because a lot of times you take for granted, like, oh, I'll just get online. Some people don't have the luxury to do that. So
Riggs, you know my kid has an iPad from school he got to keep this summer, but I'm well aware 3 zip codes away they don't have anything.
Yeah.
So it sucks.
And I've seen how much they spend on Franklin Public Schools. I'm sure they're fine in Franklin, I'm sure, but I digress. The MPS Foundation starting something called Connect Milwaukee Internet Campaign, where they're raising $1 million in an effort to help solve the urgent problems before the school year begins so that they can get the kids that need it equal access to the internet and the tools that they need for virtual and remote learning. I know it should come from funding from the city and the state and taxes, but unfortunately it's not like that.
Of course, we shouldn't be paying for this, just like teachers shouldn't be buying all their damn supplies, but that's a whole other argument for another day.
Build it into my already high taxes that I pay in Franklin, but I would gladly donate to that. It's mpsfdn.com is the website for that, for the MPS Foundation. If you're interested in helping out with that, that's what they're doing, and I think that's a great cause. So there you go. School is going back at least a little bit.
Yeah.
To some extent.
And it says Franklin. I had to look. Franklin having in-person 5 days.
Really? All right.
Woo-wee.
There you go, man. School's back. Somewhat. But it's just different everywhere. It's 103.7 Kiss FM.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so found out yesterday that it appears Danica Patrick and Aaron Rodgers have broken up because nobody's really seen him together in months. She unfollowed him, and she didn't show up at his American Century Championship he was playing in.
Some golf tournament,
Yeah, must be. So that was the first thing when she didn't go to that. They were like, but then people started looking, and they're like, oh, she unfollowed him, and she deleted pictures? Like, she's not screwing around.
Yeah.
So I've done that. That's when you're officially done. You're afraid to delete that stuff when you're still holding on.
Yep.
But if you want to find either a woman who's done or you've really pissed her off, those are the two. That's what she does. She unfollows you and deletes pictures.
Or man.
That's right. I don't care. Fine.
Yeah.
Whoever. But I think it's telling because, and I said to you, Riggs, half the reason I deleted stuff with any ex is because I don't want if I date someone new, I don't want them. That's hurtful.
Exactly.
Like, when nobody wants to see you with your ex. Like, nobody. Start fresh.
Anytime you're in a new relationship with somebody, that's the first thing you do is you go start deep creeping on their socials. And when you see pictures with other people, you go, who's this? Who's this person, huh?
Or why is it up? Are you still in love with that person? Why are you posting pictures from a relationship that's over? Yeah, it would make me wonder. Yeah. Like, I'm sorry.
Maybe it means nothing, but it also could mean something. Who knows?
Yeah, but
unfollowed.
I mean, come on. You're so about the new person, you've got pictures with the old one up? Come on.
Yeah,
I mean, it's messed up.
I wonder how long this has been going on since quarantine and lockdown happened, like, back in March. That's when everything, like, everybody was staying indoors.
Right.
Restaurants and bars and everything closed. And we didn't see the pictures of them together during quarantine. I don't think they were quarantined together.
But no. I thought it was telling that they had said, you know, she had done a lot to help mend his family problems, that him and Jordan were on speaking terms again, and Danica had kind of made some of that happen.
Yeah.
However, they also had friends close to them say it's not if they get married, it's when. That was a year ago. Well, obviously, in 2 years, they discovered this isn't going to work unless they get back together. I don't know. Because somebody did text in and say, my friend deleted all her ex's pictures and they still got back together.
Okay. Your friend is the exception, not the rule.
So maybe it happens. I don't know.
Who knows? Aaron Rodgers and Danica Patrick.
2 years.
No more. Yeah. 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Sometimes you hold on to things because you think someday I'm going to need this and I'm going to hold on to it and I'm not going to throw it away.
I know you're a hoarder, so I'm dying to hear where you're going to go with this, how you justify it.
I've justified.
I can't wait for this one.
This is it's come full circle and this is a justified hoarding situation. And if you have something you're holding on to that you can't get rid of, some might call it a collection.
Can't or won't.
Both.
There's a difference.
Right? You say hoarding, I say collecting.
Okay. Tell the damn story so I can tell you if you're nuts.
Yeah. 414-799-1037. You can call or text. So probably 4 years ago for a Black Friday sale, my wife and I found new appliance. We needed a new refrigerator because it was on the fritz. And we got a new oven. And then we had a new dishwasher. And they were all stainless steel. Okay.
Right.
But the
microwave
the microwave that we had was a black microwave that we had when we first moved in. It worked just fine, but my wife was like, we should probably get a stainless steel one to match, and a microwave was cheap. They were throwing it in with the Black Friday deal. So we got it. And then we had this extra black microwave that we were like, it's a perfectly working microwave.
You didn't want to get rid of it because it worked, even though you didn't need it.
Exactly. So
you
I was like,
you had a brand new microwave and you didn't go, well, let's donate it, or no, it's like, let's keep it, because who the hell knows when you're going to need a random microwave that costs $50, which I'm making fun of you, Riggs. I'm not agreeing.
No. Well, wait, just you wait, wait. So I put the old microwave that we had in the new microwave box, put it in the basement, and I forgot about it. Honestly, didn't even think about it. Moved on with my life. Until here at the radio station, earlier this week, there was a malfunction with the microwave in our kitchen here. I know you're not here,
Allie. It was a big malfunction, but I saw the email, and it was disgusting. Like, the top of the microwave was burning. Like, it was crazy. Yes. I can't even believe that we have a microwave functioning like that at work, and nobody's, like, done anything. It blows my mind, but I digress.
Nobody's done anything, and the few people that are in here use that microwave because I bring in food for my meals. Like, I make food at home, and I bring it home to heat it up. And it was on the fritz, and it almost started on fire the other day. One of our coworkers was like, there was smoke coming out of it, and we had to like shut it down. So we had a non-functioning microwave. But then future Riggs said, hey, remember when past Riggs decided to stash that microwave in the basement? I wonder if it's still down there.
So instead of making our work buy one, you went and enabled them and brought yours in. Is that where you're going with this?
Yes, that's exactly where I'm going with this. Yes.
Got it.
That's not where I'm going with this, though. Where I'm going with this is that I held on to something saying one day we'll need it, maybe. And look, one day has come, and look, I've saved the day, and I've saved the company $75. You're welcome.
Yeah, because you're so worried about saving them money.
Right?
That's what people say when they go to work.
Uh-huh.
I hope my company gets a break today.
Our multi-million dollar company.
It's funny when you think about just being a worker.
And if you knew things behind the scenes, you would know that it's very true. Mm-hmm. So, what kind of things are you holding on to? Maybe you're hoarding something. Are other people, is there anything? I'm sure like your kids' drawings. Or even some of that.
Yeah. Okay. That's fair. I have a lot of art, but I also throw a lot out without them looking.
Okay.
Like, I'll be like, okay, we don't need this much art.
Right.
I will take this cute little snowman he made from kindergarten and maybe a Thanksgiving pilgrim or a turkey, but we're good. So I save a little, but not a ton, which will probably all be thrown away one day. I admit it. Okay. But I also go through stuff, and I throw all kinds of stuff out.
Yeah.
I mean, it feels good.
You don't hold on to things? You're not a hoarder at all?
Not
in any way, shape, or form?
Microwave. An extra microwave is so like, that would just take up my space, and it's like a $50 item, maybe 80. So you're like, why do I want this cheap item I don't need taking up space? It's one thing if you need it.
Yeah.
You got a brand new stainless steel microwave.
I know. We could have donated that and given it to a family that could have used it. Of course we could have. Yeah.
So you did help yourself at work.
I did.
In fairness.
Myself at work.
And
other people.
It worked out today because our microwave almost set on fire.
Yeah.
Now, you didn't know that when you saved the original microwave that was going to happen.
No, I'm not an oracle. I couldn't see the future, but who knows? What kind of things? Maybe other people are holding on to things, or people have spouses with those random collections.
Oh, I know something that I had a discussion with a friend about. Your old toys from when you were a kid, your parents want you to keep them, and you're toss them.
Right?
Get rid of them. They won't get rid of them. Yeah.
You can call or text 414-799-1037. We'll read your text, take your calls next. Hey, we got a new microwave. I held on to the old one. The one at work almost blew up, and I was able to bring my old one in here and put good use to it. So my hoarding paid off, Allie.
I'm looking at the company email you sent out about the microwave. And everyone's like, go Riggs. I'm about to respond with Riggs is somebody needs to pay Riggs invoice now.
Please do that. I was doing it hoping you would do that so I can get some money out of it. Now my hoarding will pay off. But there's some things that we just can't get rid of. Some things that people hold on to. Like you were saying something about what was your nanny or her husband hanging on to stuff.
She's going to kill me for this, but I don't care because I can relate to this. No, we were talking about how her husband, his parents were like, please come over and go through all your toys from when you were a kid. Like we kind of want this out of here, which my parents did the same thing to me when I was in my 20s.
Yeah.
Come get your crap before we move out of this house. house. We don't want it. And it was stuff I didn't want. It was like wooden toys from the 80s, Riggs.
Oh, yeah.
And my dad would be like, you're sure you want to get rid of that?
Was
and
any
like,
of it
yeah,
worth
I don't,
Was any of
no.
it worth money? Could you have sold it or no?
I don't know and I don't care.
Right.
It's just like nobody does when go to their parents' house to clean up the toys.
All right.
So we were laughing about how our parents wanted us to get it out, but we're looking at them going, just throw it away.
Yeah.
That they're actually the hoarders.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, throw this on me.
But the kids, yeah. That's another one.
414-799-1037. You can call in or you can text the same number. Jessica, who's gone through something similar like that, Allie. Good morning, Jessica. What's up?
Hey, so when I moved out, my parents actually did the same thing, like take all of like your toys and everything like that. We don't want it in our basement. Put it all in your basement.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep, exactly. My point exactly. Go ahead.
Yeah. So they sent me with two big bins of Beanie Babies.
Oh, jeez.
And the NSYNC marionettes from back in the
The NSYNC marionettes? You have those?
What's a marionette?
They're like a little puppet. Remember the no strings attached? Remember Bye Bye video or It's Gonna Be Me? One of the videos had them
They had the strings.
Them on the strings, You got rid of those?
No, they're still in my basement.
Okay.
I was like, I don't know what to do with them. I don't know if they're worth anything.
Those might be worth something if they're still in like
Beanie
the box.
Beanie Babies might.
Those too,
Yeah.
I would
say the wooden box that had something on it was not worth it. Whatever these wood... I mean, first of all, they're wooden toys from... Yeah. That's the first problem.
Hey, thanks for calling, Jessica. I would say look into those NSYNC things. Those might be worth some money.
I was going to say the Beanie Baby thing look into. Forget about the NSYNC part right
both
now.
Both of them,
but
But
they're probably both worth something.
Thanks for calling. Appreciate you listening this morning. Marcy, good morning. What are you holding on to that you can't get rid of?
And Allie was talking about it, too. Some of my kids... decorations or things that they've made at school.
Yeah.
What I've done is I have folders that I keep in a file cabinet for each of them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then I go through the better ones and some of their schoolwork. And then when they turn 18 or 20, when they have their own place, I give it to them.
You're going to do what every other parent
does. And then they're going to throw it away.
Yeah.
And then they're going to throw it away, which is ironic. But I do the same thing.
But I have, from when my mom did it for me, I actually have some of that stuff because I just thought it was so cool that she cared enough to keep it. So I'm kind of weird that way. So I have my own that my mom did for me still.
Well, honey, you're realizing as your own, you're a mother now, so you get it. We all do that. She's like, my mom just cared more. No, we're all crazy like that. We all save way too much.
Yeah, we do. What are you holding on to? You can call or text 414-799-1037. Thanks for calling, Marcy. We appreciate you listening. Have a great weekend.
Yes, thanks, Marcy.
103.7 KISS FM, MPS, going back to school this fall, and they now have a plan that they voted on and they're moving forward with. It's 103.7 KISS FM. By the way, the whole country is supposed to see 90% of the country is going to be in the 90s this weekend.
Oh. Like
tomorrow.
Oh, geez, I better get my tank tops and my coochie cutters out.
And
it's coochie cutters or sundress, baby.
And your water. Don't forget to hydrate. That too. Bring a bottle of water.
Thanks, Dad.
You're welcome, Allie. You're welcome.
Do I rotate that between my alcoholic drinks?
Yes. If you want to last long, yes, and not be hungover, yes. You're very welcome. The MPS school board has now voted to be going back to school. They said that early school will start August 17th, and the traditional calendar will start on September 1st. Now, it's a three-phase plan. This is for MPS, because some other schools, like Franklin, I know Kenosha's doing something different. Kenosha's doing, like, the 4+1 model.
Yeah.
Franklin, you said, Allie, Franklin
They're
is going
doing
back
every day.
Every
I'm like,
day.
Okay, good luck with that.
And there's
bold.
And there's a couple other outlying places that are going back full-time, but MPS is doing the three-phased reopening plan. Phase one will be remote learning only, so like they had been doing when everything locked down.
Yes.
Virtual learning, online only. Second phase would be hybrid learning, where they had some students going in with smaller classes, some students staying at home. Phase three would be face-to-face learning for everyone. I don't want to ever have to be on the decision-making panel of this type
Everyone
of stuff.
Everyone has gotten screwed in education Everyone. Because the top won't just tell us what to do. And this all-over-the-place crap we've been doing for months is enough. We need some direction. These poor school districts have to decide if they want to put people's safety at risk. And I don't blame a lot of them for not wanting to send people back because you don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And so it's maddening because you know what? I don't want my kid at home, but I don't want my kid at school either. But this shouldn't even be the discussion right now. We should have been, this is like crazy. And the fact that people like administrators have to decide if they want to put their teachers' lives at risk is BS,
man. Their students' lives
at risk. It's freaking BS.
The parents too. It's so many things to consider. And then you have kids with underlying conditions, kids that already have health conditions.
Of course.
What do we do about that too? So many things to consider. The other thing to consider, the fact that not all people have access to the internet and the ability to have virtual learning.
Or lunch, or all these things that they get when they go to school. Yep. You know what I mean? I understand those things.
There's this campaign that the MPS Foundation was doing called Connect Milwaukee. It's an internet campaign to raise $1 million of fundraising to help solve the issue of students and families not having internet access or the ability to even learn virtually. Because every kid should have the opportunity to get their education. If it has to go virtual, they should have a means to do it. So,
if you don't see the difference in privilege right now between the fact that my kid got to keep an iPad all school year and summer to keep, and there's kids two zip codes away who don't have internet or iPads. I mean, if you don't see the difference in their opportunities, then this is what we've been talking about, America. So I'm all about this, Riggs. And I'm all about donating to even the field for these kids because it's not fair.
And the website, it's MPSFDN.com. MPSFDN as in MPSFoundation.com. It's a great, everything's right there on the website. You can make a donation if you'd like to. Read more about it. But yeah, MPS will be going back virtually in August and September. There you go. You got to make a decision. There's your decision.
Sorry, the mom in me came out there and I got real hot, Riggs.
Hey, man. It's the reason
I'm real hot about this.
I'm just glad I don't have kids. Thank God.
You should be right now.
I am.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so we know that, well, it appears that Danica Patrick and Aaron Rodgers have broken up because she unfollowed him on Instagram and deleted all their pictures and hasn't been seen with him since like April. They said that he went to play a golf championship charity thing and she wasn't there. People went, okay, but then they started looking and realized she had unfollowed him and deleted their pictures. So I was like, ooh, it's going down.
That's like the new, if somebody goes through the trouble of unfollowing you
then
also deleting the pictures of you together,
we're done.
Yeah.
We're done. Yeah. I've done it. It means you're done. Trust me, because that's really, while it's cleansing to do stuff like that, it really just means like I'm moving on.
Yep.
Because I said to you when we talked about this earlier, it's like I have deleted every breakup I delete after because I don't want the next person to come in and be like, oh, there's all your pictures with your ex. Nobody wants to see that. And it's time to move on. My social media should represent my life currently. I'm sorry. I don't see pictures from 7 years ago with an ex. Nobody does. So I get it. Danica's like, next. I don't know if something bad happened. There were rumors from friends that it wasn't if, but when they would get engaged. And now 2 years in, they've just split abruptly and she unfollowed him. So I'm just saying, rarely do you have a breakup where somebody's not angry. I mean,
of course,
let's be real. There's always one person at least.
The words mutual breakup, mutual happy breakup. There's always
Kristen
one.
Kristen Cavallari and Jay Cutler tried to say, and 3 days later they were fighting in the press.
There's always one person that wants it more than the other one. And then the other one that didn't want it as much is resentful. And the other one, it's back and forth.
That's right. Somebody's checked out. Somebody's not.
Danica Patrick and Aaron Rodgers, no more.
2 years.
103.7 Kiss FM. Allie's got gas. Or she doesn't have gas,
I should say.
What, car gas. You took it to a fart thing.
Car gas. Well, it's funny because, like, I don't know how low you'll... If you're one of those people who likes to always have it full, maybe you don't like to get below a certain point in your gas tank. Not me. I will drive you down to 10 miles left, you know, just stupid stuff. That yeah. Because, and I tell my kids all the time why it's dumb to do that. I give them the speech my father gave me, which is, well, if you get stuck in a snowstorm or a storm and then you got no gas and then you got no heat. And, you know, like my dad would give me all these like lectures on yeah. why you don't want to get stuck with no gas. Right.
Yeah.
And so I remember my cousin one year, she gets
You're breaking up real bad, dude. You remember your cousin one year. What happened? What happened with your cousin one year?
Oh, my God. Hold on. Let me fix. Better?
Better.
Better?
Better, better.
Is that better?
Better, better.
Okay, thank you, Internet. Much better. Okay, thank you, Internet. So, basically, I remember one year, my dad always lectured us on why to fill up the tank and why you needed gas, just in case you had an emergency. However, my cousin one year got stuck on a hill in her car, and the car ended up just tilted enough that the small amount of gas in her car was not connected.
Went away
right?
from the engine.
She was on like a, she was on all, a slant.
Yeah, it was all in the back of the bottom of the tank where it couldn't get to the engine. Yeah.
Yeah. So that story has always stuck with me. She ended up in a random spot where she ended up. I'm sorry if I'm cutting out. I
yeah.
literally have nothing going on
yeah,
over here.
Fine.
But she ended up in this random spot where she didn't have gas. So this happened to me the other day.
You didn't. You,
sure
you completely
enough,
ran out of gas. You couldn't start your car anymore. Was it that
no,
bad?
I had like 10 miles left. So I stopped and got some. And the woman, the nice woman at the gas station, walked out. And she's like, our pumps aren't working very well. And I'm like, well, I really need gas. So I'll wait. And she's like, okay.
Yeah.
So she comes out and she's trying to pump my gas and be all helpful, which of course all I'm thinking is, don't touch the pump, I'll touch the pump. But she's trying to be helpful, you know.
Yeah.
So I was just laughing because I think she put, she's like, let me just pump. It's pouring rain. Our pumps aren't working.
Yeah.
I think I had $15 or 15.7 gallons, but there's only 16 in my car, Riggs.
Yeah.
So that tells you how low I was. Okay?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But what's the lowest you ever let it get? And am I just stupid in case I have an emergency?
No, you're not. Let me tell you. Mine was at 5 miles till empty. And let me tell you what happened 3 days later after driving. 3 days later.
Ooh.
I'll tell you what happened next on Kiss FM.
Yes.
Hold on. We're talking about how far you push the limits of your car when you're on low on gas. How much further do you go? Allie, my old car had a Ford Escape. It was an SUV. It was older. It was like a 2002 Ford Escape, 170,000 miles on it. So I knew this car pretty well. And I was like, all right, 10 miles to empty, I got time. And then it got to 5 miles to empty. And I was like,
like me,
okay.
Was it me or what? I'm just lazy, I think.
It was 100% laziness. It was laziness, and it was that cocky guy attitude that's like, I'll be fine. I'll put this off.
Right.
I'm still fine. I don't have time to do this. So 3 days later, I get in my car in my garage and I turn on the engine and I look down. It says 0 miles to empty. Zero. I had never seen a car say 0 miles to empty. And I was like, how is it running right now? Do I really only have 0 miles? Is that less than a mile? Is it like a quarter of a mile? Mm-hmm. So I'm very slowly like pulling out of my driveway, backing out so slowly, slowly pulling down 76th Street, driving towards the 7-Eleven.
No way.
On the side with my hazards on, not gunning it or anything. I'm terrified. I am terrified. As I'm pulling up to the gas station, I can feel the car start to sputter.
The car dying.
I made it. At the last second.
Okay.
I crap you
not. I have a question, though.
Go ahead.
Did you ever think to use the gas for your lawnmower and pour it in your car? Because I've thought of that if I'm at home.
Yes. And I was.
That would be my last ditch effort.
Yes. And that was empty,
and
too.
And you didn't do that.
That was empty, too.
Oh, Riggs, come on. I mean, I was making fun of myself, but now I'm just making fun of you.
It was after this that I decided I would fill that gas can up just in case this ever happened
yes.
again. Because I did think of that. Yes,
yes.
I did. But I went, mm-hmm. oh, that's right in my gas can. And I went, and I picked it up, and it went, it came up really high. And I went, oh, mm-hmm. God, it's empty, too. What am I going to do? I just drove really slow all the way to the 7-Eleven, but I made it just in the nick of time. I'd never been that close. I didn't know if I was doing damage to my car. You can do damage to your engine if you let it do that. If you let it
yeah.
go too far. So
well, that's the other thing my dad used to yell at me about. But who cares about that when you're a kid? I mean, you're
right?
a teenager. You're like,
right?
who cares if my engine dies, Dad?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Look
as an adult, you care about those things.
So I think at the end of the day, we realize that we both like to live dangerously. I'm just a little more stupid than you are.
and we're really corny dangerous. We're like not putting gas in our car. Right? We are rebels. Well, I mean, Happy Friday.
Yeah, I mean, I skydive, but that's about as dangerous as I get. Skydive and 0 miles to empty. It's Kiss FM. 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie, 9:52. Whoa.
I was yelling off the air. I had to stop myself. I was yelling about something non-related to anything on the air.
No, not at all. We've had our own. Anyway. We've had our arguments off
we've
the air.
We've had great off the air convo.
Allie and I are both pissed at different people for different things about different stuff. It's great.
Well, Riggs, I'm always pissed, but I mean, I know. You are really pissed today. So we were venting off the air.
God.
When Riggs texts you at 4 a.m. going, "You up?"
Yeah.
I knew something was wrong, and I was like, "Oh no!"
I was like, I got a vent about
you. We had a vent session for an hour. It was great. And then we went on the air. Here we are still bitching 4 hours later.
You know what? I might bring that vent up when you get back from vacation because I think it might be something that I could bring up on the air and people could relate to it.
I would love for you to bring this up on
maybe
the air when you have time to process and settle what you're upset about today. I think in a week
argument
or so.
With sibling arguments. If
sibling
you know
arguments.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I get it.
Yeah. Did you learn anything on the show this morning?
On the air or off the air? Which one are you asking about?
On the air. On the air. Did you learn anything on the show this morning?
Hell, I don't even remember what we did, and I closed everything because I'm on vacation. I quit.
Oh, I'm going to a gun range today. I'm going shooting some guns today for the first
time. That's what you talked about. You were saying that you were interested in going for the first time with your friend who is an experienced gun owner because you've never done it. And I think I'm interested to hear how it went. I've tried it once. That was enough for me. But
I'm interested. I would definitely want to go hunting this November, deer hunting with one of my friends who's coming up here.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait. I thought you just wanted to know what it was like to shoot a gun. You're ready to go hunting now?
I might. He's invited me to do it, and I might. I don't know. I might.
Okay.
I said before I even think about it, I should go fire a gun first and see how it is and if I'm comfortable around it, if it's something I wouldn't want to do.
Didn't realize you were interested in hunting.
Yeah.
This is news to my ears.
I might.
I was like, I had no idea.
Yeah.
I'm the opposite. And I don't want anything to do with it.
Right? That's what you learned about me? I learned something about you this morning that you, much like me and many other people, like to roll the dice when you're low on gas sometimes. I need to push it to the limit a little bit.
Well, you call it roll the dice. I call it being lazy, man. I saw it counting down as I drove from Oak Creek to New Berlin.
Uh-huh.
19 miles, 18 miles, 17 miles. I didn't fill up. I went right to my house, didn't I?
Yeah.
I pushed it as far as I could, Riggs.
You're damn right. And that's
okay. But I did it.
You rebel, you.
I did it.
You rebel. You can always catch up with our show on demand at 1037kissfm.com. You're out next week. Right? You're taking a vacation?
I'm leaving, but I'm excited because you have somebody very special coming to take my place next week while I'm on vacay.
I do, and you'll find out who that is Monday morning at 6:30.
Oh, it's a secret?
It's a secret. I'm not telling anybody
yet. It's a secret? I'm excited.
I'll tell everybody Monday morning at 6:30. You'll find out who our new co-host is for the week. Just for the week, while Allie's out on vacation for the week. But do you mind hanging out till noon and playing some more music? Is that cool with you?
Sure. I'll stay. What
all
the
right.
hell?
All right. Finish your shift till noon, please. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Have a good weekend. Stay hydrated. It's going to be hot this weekend.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.